It's time to hit the jackpot because you're listening to How to Bet, hosted by Daryl Fine and Sean Miller, breaking down betting into four categories to help you stay ahead of the game, sharing their thoughts, opinions, and analysis on how to bet it, where to bet it, and who to bet on. Now here are your hosts, Daryl Fine and Sean Miller.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to How to Bet or HowToBet.com podcast. I'm Daryl Fine. He's Sean the Genius Miller. Another big week of football and winners, above everything winners. Remember, you on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. It's always free. Hit that subscribe button. Again, we're just giving you, we're not asking for money ever. Hit the subscribe button, like button, notification bell. Go down, leave comments, good or bad. If you want merchandise, ask for merchandise. And then a little further down in that description box, hit it, and that's where you're going to find Sean the Genius Miller's previews, injury updates, odds updates, and exclusive offers to various sports books around the country. Go to howtobet.com. And now I am happy to bring on our guest. We had him here, I think, in week two, Mark Eckel from PackerReport.com. And Mark, thanks for joining us again here. And, you know, last time we had you, it was chaos in the Packer camp. Now they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, from what I heard, Aaron Rodgers was never going to play for them
again. that's
looks like he's going to win another MVP award.
Yeah, let's flip to the future a little bit.
MVP.
Most vaccinated. But let's flip to the future a little bit before we get into this week. It looks like he's happy. Do you think he's going to come back after all?
Tell me what happens. That's what when people ask me that. If they win the Super Bowl,
okay,
I think he could retire. I think he could walk away and say, you know what? What else? I got four MVPs. I have two Super Bowls now. I want to go host Jeopardy. I'm better than Mayim Bowers. Mayim Bialik.
Yeah, so
I want to go over that. I want to play Jeopardy against that woman that keeps winning every night.
Host Joe Rogan or something like that.
He could. He's out there. I mean, Roger, as great a player as he is, he beats to his own drummer. If they win, it would not surprise me at all if he retires. Now, if they don't get to the Super Bowl again, let's say they lose to whoever in the NFC Championship game for the third straight year, I don't think it's up to him. I think Green Bay may say, you know what, we've gone to this well. It's time to start a little different. And if a team wants to give up, let's say the Eagles, let's use them for an example, close to home for y'all. If the Eagles want to give them all three first-round picks, I think you got to think about that.
Yeah.
Or if the Giants want to give both of their first-round picks, or if Denver wants to give up, you know, a bunch of picks and a bunch of players, or the Raiders want to give up, you know, whatever. I think you got to think about it.
Interesting. Yeah, and you're right. I would think that they would have to entertain those offers if it came to be. Now, all right, let's get to this week. They had the week off. They're getting healthier. We know Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams will always be a factor. I was a little surprised that the line, it opened up at 4.5. It depends where you're at now. It looks like it could be 5.5, anywhere from 4. Went dropped down to 4, now 5.5, 4.5. So it's kind of there. But all those lines, to me, seemed a little low. What's your take on it against a hot San Francisco team?
Well, that San Francisco matches up pretty well with Green Bay. They run the ball very well. They have a great tight end in Kittle. If Rodgers plays like Rodgers, if Rodgers plays like the MVP, Green Bay should win this game and cover the spread. It's Aaron Rodgers. Again, when it comes to playoffs, and you saw this in the first weekend, which, my God, were they bad? There was one good game out of all of them. Bad wild card weekend. But the better quarterback wins the game, right? Tom Brady beat Jalen Hurts. No surprise. I mean, and Joe Burrow. I mean, he won. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
The better quarterbacks win, right? So, Aaron Rodgers versus Jimmy G, you got to go with Aaron Rodgers, I think.
Yeah.
At home, too. Yeah. San Fran has given Green Bay trouble, but most of the time they've given him trouble, the game has been out in San Francisco. This is coming to Green Bay. It's going to be – they're playing at night. It's going to be single digits.
Anywhere between – wind chill factor will be anywhere between 0 and 10.
Bosa and Warner, they're not going to be 100%. You know, there's –
Yeah, and the clip keeps – I'm seeing that clip more and more of him on draft day saying, you know, how disappointed were you in not getting drafted? And he said, well, not as disappointed as San Francisco is going to be for not drafting me. So that clip's being played a lot, and that should make interesting fodder as we go forward as well.
Well, this is the Green Bay revenge tour, in a sense. They're going to – San Francisco beat them in the championship game 2 years ago. They get them this week. There's a good chance they get Tampa Bay, and if they beat San Francisco, there's good chance, 50-50 chance they get Tampa Bay, who beat them last year. So they get to, again, Rodgers gets to amend all his losses and then win a Super Bowl and go host The Price is Right or something. I don't know, whatever it was.
Yeah, and we do know he's a very bright guy. As you said, he beats. He's a very bright guy, and I guess he got to be to try to replace Alex Trebek in any way. So do you feel coming out of the NFC, do you feel Green Bay's getting to the Super Bowl?
Yes, I do. I pick, you know, I'm a little biased, I'm not going to lie, but before the season, I picked Green Bay to beat the Rams in the NFC Championship game, and I picked them to beat Buffalo in the Super Bowl. I'm not changing.
Okay, so you're going with Buffalo. About 6 weeks ago, I took Green Bay plus 400 to win the Super Bowl, and I have Green Bay beating Tennessee plus 2,000. So that was pretty good. So I'm
number one seed. That's not bad to get that.
No, it's not. Although, if I had to choose right now, I would agree with you. I think it's a Green Bay Buffalo Super Bowl. Genius likes Kansas City this week.
I had Kansas City when they were 3-4. I jumped on them at like 16-1 to win the Super Bowl. I mean, people just kind of gave up on them. And kind of like Tennessee when they lost 3 out of 4, people gave up on them. But you see the 2-time defending AFC champions 16-1. I was like, you know, I got to throw a little bit of money on that.
All right,
that's
so
a good bet, 16-1. I mean, it's just hard to keep going back.
Yeah. That's yep. Hard. Yep.
It is. I know as much as you're rooting for Andy Reid, I don't think he's getting there, but you could certainly make a huge case for them getting back, but it does get difficult. So, Mark, before we let you go, and we really appreciate you coming on, and you were like from the beginning here on a show that we've now had well over 100,000 views in this show, and it just keeps going on, and we've been red hot, which is unbelievable. So let me have your prediction. Look, it's nearly impossible to hit ones, but let me see what do you think the score is going to be this week? Because we're also interested in that over under of 47.5.
Green Bay, San Fran.
Yes. Yep.
I'm going to say 27-20.
27-27. That's good. Right on the number. Right on the number. Mr. Vegas there. Right on the number. Right on the number. But
don't bet over under.
So
they know way more than you do about this.
They are right on the button. That you're correct about that. All right. And before we let you go, what do you have for us? Are you promoting anything? What do we got?
Well, you know, I write for Packer Report now. I'll have a story up this week. It'll probably go up Thursday on PackerReport.com, just talking about what we just talked about. Aaron Rodgers. It's on Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
I mean, if he's the MVP, he's probably going to win another MVP. So if the MVP plays like an MVP, Green Bay should get to the Super Bowl. You know, it's on him. You could talk about run defense and this and that. It all plays in. But if the MVP plays like the MVP, they're the best team. They should win. They should get there. And then right after the game, Saturday night, I'll be up late because as soon as the game ends, I'll be putting up a story with my instant analysis of, for me, hopefully a Packer win. But if the Packers lose, I'll tell you why they lost.
Okay. And that's PackerReport.com.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mark. And we'll be talking to you soon. Again, thanks for coming on How to Bet.
Is How You Bet.
HowToBet.com.
I think when you and him, Sean and this is like the new Odd Couple to me.
Yeah. Me too.
Wait till we start talking about soccer in a couple weeks.
Well, Darryl's a big soccer guy.
I know. Yeah. He is. Oh, yeah. He's converted, yeah, like you.
Hey.
I think he's a Liverpool fan, though.
Yeah. Hey, I was telling the genius, I said three things that I never thought that I would hear from Mark Eckel, as we've been friends for many, many, many years. I pick NASCAR races. I like soccer, and I got married.
That's not in that order.
So three things I never thought I would hear and I heard of. So never say never. Believe me, never say never when it comes to that. But thanks, Mark, and we'll talk to you soon.
All
thanks
right,
again.
Take care.
Thank
All
you.
Right, you
Mark Eckel from PackerReport.com. We appreciate him coming back on with us. And Sean, there are now several states. Most of the country you can now bet legally online in most of the country now. It's still not fully there, but most of the country, including New York State now. When New York takes
Arizona just joined.
Yeah,
as
but
well?
New York's the biggie now. New York is the biggie. You can bet there. There's four or five now the online services that you can bet with, and
there's going to be nine. Eventually, there's going to be nine. So
yeah, so they've taken a bite out of the Big Apple in New York, and people are going to Jersey a lot to bet the games.
I could not get a seat on my New Jersey Transit trains coming from Manhattan because everybody's taking the train to go over to Secaucus to bet, and then turning around and you're not even getting their tickets collected. It didn't even cost them anything because the ticket conductors couldn't even get.
Many people.
They
True
couldn't
story.
Even get them to take the tickets because they were on the train for about 5 minutes.
True
turning
story.
Turning around and going back to New York.
True story. You got on the train to get to New Jersey because that phone, that computer actually does know where you're at. Actually know where you're at. And
geolocation.
Yeah, if you didn't have a foot in New Jersey, you weren't able.
If you can't even, when I go to the Trenton Thunder games, it doesn't even recognize that I'm in New Jersey because I'm right next to the river.
Wow.
So they won't even let you bet sometimes.
Wow.
You can't even be like along the river. You have to go into New Jersey.
That's something. So
they know where you're at.
But good for New York and what the sports books that you can bet legally now in New York.
DraftKings, Bet Rivers with our guy Rush Street Interactive, DraftKings, FanDuel, and Caesars.
Yeah, so you can now bet in New York, and it's huge for them. What was that total in the first 48, 72? It was 17 million in the first 30.
They're going to do. They'll do close to a billion at some point in the next 2 months. You'd think. I mean, this month it was a short month. Next month is a short month. March with baseball. And March Madness is going to be absolutely insane in New York.
Yeah.
They will do a lot. Over a billion. Them in New Jersey, over a billion.
Gazillion dollars. Unbelievable. And remember, there are now more options. There's more states. Remember to bet with your head, not with your heart. Don't go over your means. Some people bet for entertainment. Some people bet to make money. You could do both. But don't go over your means, and if you have trouble, if you have a gambling problem or think you do or know somebody that does, get them help with one of them, 800-GAMBLER. There's others, though, in New York that have their own number as well. So 800-GAMBLER is one outlet that you can get help with this issue. So, yes, don't bet over your means.
Yes.
Again, we want to thank Mark Eckel. Coming up next, before I tell you what's coming up next, remember, hit that subscribe button. On YouTube, hit that subscribe button, like button, notification bell, leave comments, go down to the description box, hit those links to get Sean the Genius Miller's previews, updated injury reports, odds, and exclusive offers to sportsbooks around the country. We come back, our parlay power plays of the week. We both hit them again last week. Back with this, howtobet.com.
Stay hot.
Welcome back to How to Bet, hosted by Daryl Fine and Sean Miller, giving their thoughts, opinions, and analysis on how to bet, where to bet, and who to bet on.
Welcome to HowToBet.com, our How to Bet podcast. I am Daryl Fine. He is Sean the Genius Miller, Ivy Leaguer Sean the Genius Miller.
Great.
And it is time for our parlay power plays of the week. Before we get to it, though, I want to remind everybody on YouTube to hit that subscribe button. Absolutely free. Hit that subscribe button. We'll never ask you for money. The subscribe button, the like button, notification bell. Go down and leave comments. Leave those comments. The comments have slowed down, Sean. Leave the comments. comments, good or bad, we can take it.
We're getting some on Twitter and Instagram
and
stuff.
You want merchandise? Ask for merchandise.
Rich Conti wants to get some swag.
All right, we're getting swag. We're going to send him out swag. Rich Conti, send us your.
So,
you tell us how to get it to you. We'll get it to you. Then further down, a little further down the description box, click those links. That's where you're going to get the preview, Sean's previews, injury updates / COVID odds. They're changing all the time. And then exclusive offers to various sports books around the country.
By the way, I have an idea. This isn't how to bet. This is now what to bet.
Yeah, what to bet. Smoke it out. You will
can
not,
we have some fire flames coming out of here? Like the
graphics tomorrow.
Neo walking around in the Matrix Reloaded.
Drew, Kaylee, get those flames going. We are smoking hot. Nobody can be hotter than us. Yes, we did it again. We hit the Parlay Power Play of the Week last week. And now there's fewer games, so it's more difficult. But we don't care. We're like... Yeah. Superman.
You know what the thing is, too? I mean, you think about it now. No matter what happens from here on, because there's only 4, 6, 7 games left, we're up for the season. If you followed us, you're way up for the season. And you 80, can't. Yeah,
we're seriously. If you hit 60, and I know we got to get to these before we get in trouble with the bosses, so we got to get to this part of the power play. But if you followed us all year, if you hit 60, if you subscribe to these guys that ask you for money and all that stuff for their picks, if they hit 60%, you're doing well. If you hit 60%, you're doing well. You really are. You're going to win money. We're about 80% for the year. And again, you could go look. We never charge. We get paid for doing the show. Go back, look at all the shows. You can take a look for yourself if you really want to do research. It's all archived and see our picks. We're about 80%, no kidding. And last week we did it again. Our Parlay Power Plays of the Week hit. So let's get right to it. I guess it's too late to get right to it, but let's get to it, Sean. Our Parlay Power Plays of the Week for this round, this divisional round, you go first.
All right, well, so 4 games.
Yeah, so it's tougher, but like I said, we're not afraid.
Yeah, you know what? First game, I'm going to go with Tennessee over Cincinnati.
That is at 3.5.
It's going to probably, I'll bet it down to 3.
So the number one seed, Tennessee, who had the week off to getting Derrick Henry back, you like them -3.5 over Cincinnati?
Yeah, listen, I can't.
I feel like Cincinnati's that niche team now, like everybody's riding there.
I wrote in the stories, you know, if you go on to howtobet.com, you can read all the stories. You got the odds. I think you can make a case that these are the 8 best teams in the NFL. The 49ers, I think, were the one team. But you know what? If you put the 49ers from the NFC West and the NFC East, they would have won like 15 games.
Yes.
Obviously, watching the two NFC least teams. Yeah. I think when you get... Derrick Henry back. Listen, the first things first. One of these two teams is going to be in the AFC Championship game. If you would have known that before the season, if you would have said, you know, one of these two teams, everybody would have thought it was going to be the Bills and the Chiefs again, and one of those two teams is going to be out in the divisional round, and one of either Tennessee or Cincinnati is going to be in the AFC Championship game. So I think you could have made a lot of money on that. You could have made a lot of money if you parlayed both of those teams to win the division. Derrick Henry comes back. He had 937 yards rushing in 8 games, well on his way to 2,000, probably breaking the rushing record.
Yeah.
He's back. They gave him an extra week off. They get, everybody's back healthy. Cincinnati, here's the big deal. Cincinnati got beat up against the Raiders on the defensive line, and they were already shorthanded. They have 3 guys that they lost. Yeah. Now, they might play, but they're not 100%. Now you got to face Derrick Henry, who's healthy, and a line like this. I just don't see it.
Yeah, they're down at least. They're down for sure at least one starting.
They're already down, and they already came into the playoffs down a defensive lineman or 2, and they lost. 3 went out in that game. They might play, they might not play. They're not 100%, and you can't go into this game beat up like this. Tennessee's not beat up. I'm just going to roll with Tennessee. I'm going to take a chance, and I just think the Titans are better.
All right, so you'll take Tennessee -3.5 over Cincinnati. Time for your next pick in this Parlay Power Play of the Week.
Yeah, I'm going to go same thing, the Saturday game here. You look at the 49ers, obviously
on a roll.
Bosa and Warner are going to maybe play, not 100%, 2 huge key. 49, that wasn't even a game. 49ers were blowing out the Cowboys. The game was over. Those 2 guys go out, Cowboys get back in, and then You know, Dak Prescott decides to go on a little wander, a little walkabout with no time left instead of sliding. And yeah. I don't know what they're doing. So they're a little bit beat up, and the Packers aren't.
Let me just say this about McCarthy's getting hammered, and he should. I never thought he was any good. But listen,
it's not Shanahan
didn't do a great job either. He really didn't. He let them back. The one, and I like Garoppolo, but you can always count on that one dopey pass, which he did. And then Shanahan did a terrible job, I thought, defensively during that Cowboy drive. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Look, I think, you know, when you look back, the Packers, the offseason was a disaster, right?
Yes. Yes.
You know, and the training camp was a disaster. Yes. And the first week it was a disaster. And during the season, was he vaccinated? Was he not vaccinated? Was he this? It was a disaster for everybody but circus. Aaron Rodgers. It was a circus for everybody but Aaron Rodgers, not for him. He's just like, he's cool as a cucumber, man. He's not going to get to this spot and lose this game. They've lost to the 49ers in the playoffs three times since they won the Super Bowl. It's a little bit dodgy here, but I just don't think the Packers are going to get to this spot, with another chance to play for, you know, an NFC championship game and lose this game. I'm going Packers.
Yeah, wind chill factor should be around zero for this one. I think the temperature's going to be like 10 degrees. Packers. So Packers -4.5 over San Francisco. And finish your parlay power play of the week.
By the way, if Tampa wins and they play that game in Green Bay, my guy Lance is taking us to that game.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's
real cold.
I don't like the cold. I got to go Kansas City over Buffalo. I've been on Kansas City all year. I just think, you know, when you watch, they both threw for 5 touchdowns last week, both quarterbacks. Mahomes, you know, obviously is a superstar, threw for 400 yards. I just think it comes down to the defenses. I think Kansas City's defense is just a little bit better than Buffalo's, and it's at home. You know, I know Buffalo beat Kansas City early in the season, 38-20, but that was a different Kansas City team. I just think Kansas City comes back here and wins this game. And, you know, look, I've been on them to win the Super Bowl, so I'm not going to pick them to lose here.
All right, so your parlay power play of the week is Tennessee -3.5 over Cincinnati, Green Bay -4.5 over San Francisco, and you're going to finish it with Kansas City -2.5 over Buffalo.
Yes.
My parlay power play of the week is I have two-thirds agreeing with you two-thirds of the time. At Tennessee, I'm going to go Tennessee -3.5 over Cincinnati. I do think Henry will run the ball a lot in this one, and that is the formula for them to win. You know, when you looked at Indianapolis all year, they had Jonathan Taylor. They didn't use him right. You know, sometimes they did, but a lot of times they didn't. Tennessee's not that way. Tannehill will they'll mix in Tannehill with Henry, and they have talented receivers. Their defense should be nice and fresh, ready to go.
Unlike the Bengals.
So I like Tennessee -3.5 over Cincinnati. I will also go with Green Bay -4.5 over San Francisco. San Francisco playing very well. This, to me, the line, you know, this line has kind of bounced around already a bunch. I thought it was going to be higher, so I was a little surprised to begin with, which sometimes scares you if you look into it too much, but I'm not going to look into it any further. I'm going to go Green Bay -4.5 over San Francisco. You know, about 6 weeks ago, I bet Green Bay to win the Super Bowl. So I'm looking toward that.
It's up to about 5.5.
It's bouncing around. And then I will go the other way on this one. It's interesting we both stayed away from Tampa, the Tampa Bay game. But I'm going to go Buffalo +2.5 at Kansas City. Tough game. This should be a great game. I do think, since Buffalo started trying to run the ball with Singletary, everybody said, Buffalo, they can't run the ball again. I was like, well, they can if they try. Singletary's not great, but he's good enough to at least take some pressure off of Allen from running and giving him some more time to pass. And Singletary's doing a really good job. So I'm going to go with Buffalo. I think they're on a roll here. I'm going to take them on the money line, and I will plot, and I'll take the 2.5 as well. So my parlay power of the play of the week: Tennessee -3.5 over San Francisco, over Cincinnati rather. Green Bay -4.5 over San Francisco, and I'll take Buffalo +2.5 over Kansas City and Arrowhead, which should be a really good ball game. I just think Buffalo's
really good game.
Yeah, I think Buffalo's just got that thing going right now. And if I'm right and they go to play Tennessee, well, I have Tennessee at plus 2,000 to get to the Super Bowl against Green Bay. I have Green Bay beating Tennessee in the Super Bowl at plus 2,000. So I'm rooting that direction for money reasons. But I do like this Buffalo team, and I think they do finally have something going for real. So there are our parlay power plays of the week. Again, we hit it last week.
Half the season. I think I hit. I think I hit about eight.
No, we've been unbelievable.
The parlays too. If you hit three team parlays, you are winning
cha-ching. I think the only game we lost last week, the whole week of Saturday,
Arizona,
Sunday, and Monday,
man.
Arizona, who didn't come to play.
They're terrible.
I was on Arizona all week, and then I changed my mind. I said, I'm going to go with the Rams because Arizona just, I didn't trust Kingsbury. Hopkins, I knew, wasn't playing. So I'm like, I think I want to go to the Rams on the Rams side, but I don't trust Stafford. They're getting guys out of retirement playing the secondary. And again, not a game that I wanted to bet at all. We do, you know, we're giving you every game here. Of all the games we picked last week, that was the one we were least interested in actually betting.
Monday. You know, they were like, "How did you do this weekend?" I was like, "I was on fire. I hit every game." They're like, "Well, tell us how you." I'm like, "I don't know. The five games to me looked like easy picks. Like, I just thought they were easy picks."
I felt bad
because she was like, "Man, I can't win." And I felt like I said, like, oh, like.
Well, listen, tell her. Listen to you.
Maybe she could be coming on soon.
Go to howtobet.com if you want winners. That's all. Go to howtobet.com. Go to this podcast and you're going to get winners. Go to howtobet.com. You on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, like button, notification bell. We'll be back with our prime time bets of the week coming up. Best bets of the week coming up. HowToBet.com.
And we're back with How to Bet, hosted by Darryl Fine and Sean Miller.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to How to Bet or HowToBet.com podcast. I'm Darryl Fine. He's Sean the Genius Miller. And it is time for our prime time best bets of the week in the NFL. And Sean, another successful week for us. We only missed one game all week, which is unbelievable. But we've been on fire all season long. Again, just every show is archived. Just take a look if you want to do your homework and follow us. If you did this year, congratulations, you made a lot of money. And this is not a tout. We're not a tout service where you don't pay us. You on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. It's free. Hit the subscribe button, the like button, notification bell. Nobody's ever going to ask you for any money at all on this show. So hit it. Again, if you've been following us, congratulations. We've been smoking hot. And again, I'm not lying. We just take a look at it. It's right around 80%, which is incredible. Just incredible. We've had an incredible year, including last week when we hit our parlay power plays of the week. And we hit every game in our best bets, our primetime best bets, except for the Arizona game, which is a game we said we really, of all the games, we like that one the least. Let's get into it. Saturday games, all times are Eastern. 4:30 game on Saturday. Tennessee is -3 at home against Cincinnati.
Minus three and a half.
Tennessee 3.5. So, Sean, we kind of know everybody knows if you watch the Parlay Power Play segments that we do like Tennessee. So, getting Henry back, -3.5 at home. We both like Tennessee in this one. Sean, the Bengals, they're the team everybody's kind of gotten on their coattails because they're in an underdog role because they've been so bad so long. They're very talented on offense, no question about that. Here's a Tennessee team, number one seed, getting no respect at all. We go further, and, you know, when we're going to talk a little bit later in the segment, we'll have our Sunday games and then our championship odds to win the NFL championship. Tennessee get no respect.
Yeah, and it's been like that for a while. I wrote about this on the...
It is a team that lost to the Jets and to Houston during the year.
This has been a weird year, though. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these teams have these weird years. You know, I think, you know, you talk about, you know, my pick, Mike Vrabel has to be the coach of the year. A lot of people are saying the Bengals guy, but, you know, I just think it's Mike Vrabel. They're the top seed here, and they won the division.
Taylor did a good job, but Derrick Henry. They had to fight for their lives to get in the playoffs. Really.
I don't know, and that division stinks. I just think, you know, a lot, like you said, a lot of the talk, you know, when Tennessee lost Derrick Henry and kind of lost three games out of four there in November, they kind of fell out of the discussion, and then they got hot again.
Look, Tannehill's certainly not a great quarterback, but he's a lot better when he has Henry, obviously, because, you know, you can't key on Tannehill when you have Henry. You have to key on Henry.
And I can't say this enough. If you're betting these games, you have to look at the injury report. The Bengals are so banged up on the defensive line. You know, the other positions are all right, but the defensive line, I mean, they have five guys right now that are either out or have some kind of injury. Three guys left the game last week. You know, that's important. Obviously, when you're going to be facing the best running back, you know, in the league, who's coming back fresh. You know, he's supposed to be back after 7 or 8 weeks, usually after that surgery, you know, ninth, 10th week now. Yeah. So he's back healthy. Yeah, he's been practicing for a while, and they left him out.
If the wheel's good, I mean, he's going to be fresh.
He's been practicing. Yeah. So, like, I mean, I think he's back. You know, he's been practicing. He hasn't had game time, but, you know, might take him two rushes before he breaks one for 100 yards.
I agree.
The guy's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So Saturday at 4:30, that game, we both like Tennessee -3.5.
Couple prop bets, Cincinnati. Tennessee race to 20, I think is going to be good there. Tennessee, I have Tennessee over 24.5 points. I just think, you know, maybe this game is 27, I don't know what I picked, 27-17, something like that, 31-20, some kind of game like that. I just don't think the Bengals are going to be able to score with the Titans.
Yeah, and there's great prop bets for all these games, especially as you get closer to game time. Saturday night, 8:15, the Green Bay Packers -4.5 at home against San Francisco. This line has been bouncing around. That's why it's important to go to that description box. When you're watching us on YouTube, again, hit that subscribe button, the like button, notification bell. Leave comments. Leave comments. The comments slow down a little bit, but ask for swag, and we'll get you out merchandise. Also, that description box. Hit that description box. Go to the links where you're going to see Sean the Genius Miller's previews, his stories. Also, updated injury reports, odds, and various exclusive offers for sportsbooks around the country. But yes, that's where you're going to see the previews, and that's what you're going to need here to follow this. Go early and often, go all week long to see these previews. Again, this 8:15 game, it's going to be a weather factor as far as the chill goes. 4.5 is the line with Green Bay over San Francisco. We both like Green Bay in this one. It's part of our Parlay Power Play of the week. Green Bay that week off. San Francisco, a tight game as it turned out with Dallas. They're a little banged up as well. That's why it's important to get to those stories, those previews, those updated previews. They're a little banged up on defense as well. So they do have weapons. Deebo Samuel's playing out of his mind. Mitchell doing a great job. Garoppolo, you know, I turned on him. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's – but you can always – you're always waiting for that one crucial turnover, and that certainly can happen this week if San Francisco is going to win this game.
You know, I think it's big, too, for Green Bay. I mean, when you look at the – go to the site and click on that injury report, you know, they're getting Whitney Marcellus back, linebacker, from injured. Ty Summers, linebacker, is coming back. Devondre Campbell, you know, is practicing. They're getting Za'Darius Smith back, another linebacker. And Randy Ramsey back, another linebacker. They're getting all these guys back from injured reserve, and that extra week has been big. I mean, it's allowed them to rest and practice, and they're getting healthy.
And their offensive line.
Yeah, their offensive line. So Billy Turner's back, the guard, obviously. You know, look, they're getting healthy at a time when these other teams – you know, have played last week and got banged up. And I think that's important when you start to see these games. These teams, you know, the divisional round, these teams, the one seed, you know, when they get a chance to get healthy, that's important.
Yeah, and, you know, that week off, twofold for Green Bay. You get that week off to get healthier, and teams have to go through Lambeau, and it is frigid, just the way the Packers like it. So we both agree that we do like the Green Bay Packers -4.5 in this one, and there's some good prop bets for this game as well. As I said before, I have Green Bay +400 to win the Super Bowl, so I have rooting interest on them to go the distance. But some of the prop bets, do we have any prop bets loaded there?
Sure. I do, yes. Packers race to 30 points. I don't know if this gets to 30 here, but if it does, Packers race to 30 is +162. I think that's worth a chance here. I think at the, you know, you're hoping the Packers score over 30. If you're going to take that, you might as well take the Packers over 26.5 points -118.
I think, you know, everybody's focused on Rodgers. I think that Green Bay will run the ball a bit with Jones and Dillon. I do think they're going to keep it on the ground more than a lot of people think in this one.
I like the Packers first half -1.5 too. You know, if you think they're going to win the game, I mean, if they're leading at halftime, basically -1.5, get it for -120. So that's pretty decent value.
Yeah, and the key when you're playing San Francisco, can you stop the run? It's not just Mitchell now; it's Deebo Samuel. They're using him as a dual threat, both receiving and running. So that is a key. That's going to be the key to success. Can Green Bay stop that running game for San Francisco? I think they'll have some success, I think that's one of the keys to the game, and that's why I do like Green Bay in this one. So that is our Saturday games. You have Tennessee and Green Bay on Saturday, and now our Sunday games, our primetime Sunday games, best bets. Remember, you YouTubers, hit that subscribe button, like button, notification bell. We ask you to subscribe. It's absolutely free. And we'll never ask you for any money. This is not a pay-for service. This is not a tout service. We're doing a show. We're doing a show. We get paid for doing this show, and we're just giving you our picks. We are. We never said we're experts. We're not experts. We just happen to be having an unbelievable, successful year. We do bet. We bet. It's been an unbelievable successful year. So if you've been riding with us, you're winning money. That's all we could say about it. And proof is in the pudding. You just go back to the archive shows and you'll see. I think we had two
bad weeks.
I don't even know that they were bad.
There's crazy upsets. Even those weeks 9, 10, and 11.
Even those weeks when the underdogs were winning both weeks,
we weren't terrible.
I think we were probably still above 50% in those horrible weeks. The rest of the weeks, we've been unbelievable, about 80%.
Can I just, by the way, so, you know, I won a pretty, you know, I hit a couple parlays and did this stuff. So I had a same game parlay this weekend.
Yeah.
And I had, like, it was the Tampa Bay game. And I had, it was just on the site. I don't know. And I added Tampa Bay -7 into the thing. And I hit 4 of the 5. The fifth one was Scotty Miller over 8.5 yards. He had one catch for 8 yards. That's, I was so mad. If he falls forward another foot, I win the bet because they give him 9 yards. I was so mad. It was like a $10 bet, and it would have won like 250. But I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me, man.
I had Elijah Mitchell, a touchdown and over 100. He got the touchdown early. Wound up with 96 yards. You know, earlier in the season, I had a 4-player prop bet, and one of them was Brady going over 1.5 yards rushing. He got there, got to 2, took a kneel down to end the game, and went back to 1, and I lost the bet. I believe it was FanDuel gave me the bet back. FanDuel,
you got to give me that. Yeah. You got to give me credit. I keep checking ESPN to see if they changed it to like one catch for 9 yards. And he had the carry. He ran the ball for like 20 yards. I'm like, give me that. Give me those yards.
Receiving yards. So, yeah. So, anyway, that stuff can happen. All right, now our Sunday games, prime time. Again, all games are Eastern. All times are Eastern. Sunday at 3 o'clock. Remember, hit that subscribe button, like button, notification bell. Go down, leave comments, good or bad. If you want merchandise, ask for it. We'll send it out to you. We really will. And then go down a little further in that description box. Hit the links for Sean the Genius Miller's previews. Here you will see injury updates, odds, the movements up to date, and exclusive offers to sports books around the country. So get there early and often howtobet.com. Howtobet.com. Get there early and often. Sunday, 3 o'clock, Tampa is home. 3-point favorite over the Rams. A little surprise with this number. Tampa might be a little banged up on that offensive line, but I am a little surprised. I thought the number would be higher.
Well, listen, the Rams already have a win over Tampa Bay this year.
Yes, they do.
34-24, and it was a pretty dominant win.
Playoff Tampa, time, Tom Brady.
Tampa was never in that game, so it's getting this thing all tangled up. Man, this cord. Look, both of these teams are win now. Yeah. I mean, there's not going to be really a dynasty from either of these two teams. I mean, the Rams basically mortgaged their future. They haven't had a first-round pick in about forever. And, you know, they have this super team with the veteran rosters to win now. Yep. And the Tampa Bay is win now. The crazy thing is, it's just like the game after this, Buffalo and Kansas City. One of these teams is going to be out in the divisional round, which no one would have thought. So, you know, it's tough. I mean, I don't know how you could go against Tom Brady in this spot. Like,
I don't
know, you look at these lines, you look at the line, you're like, man, this is a tough game. I of all the games, I think this is going to be high scoring and it's going to be crazy and it's going to be one of these games. It could be like a shootout, but like, how can you pick against Tom Brady in this spot? Like, I could make a case for the Rams. I think the Rams already, the Rams already beat them. But how can you pick against Tom Brady?
And Akers looks good. Unbelievable. Guy comes back after just 6 months of an Achilles injury. He comes back. So, you know, he and Michael running the ball, very successful for the Rams. Stafford looked good against a subpar Arizona team. Mediocre team on both sides of the ball.
My guy Lucas in Poland, he's a big Cardinals fan. He forgot to set his alarm. I told him he didn't
miss anything. Now, how does one in Poland become a Arizona Cardinal fan?
I don't know.
The backstory.
He's a big hockey guy too. You know, he likes the Oilers. But
they play ice hockey in Poland.
Yeah. He just
that
picks,
I can get. I just yeah,
he
don't
picks
get that.
Right, you know, he's, you obviously know him through Manchester United. But, like, I don't know. I have to ask him. I know he likes the Lawrence Cardinals, too, the local
Maybe
team where
just
we
like
are.
Cardinals.
In, yeah, where we are. In, we're taping the show in Lawrence. So
he just likes Cardinals. Now I figured it out. All right, so Tampa Bay.
Maybe he likes red because it's the Polish colors. It's the Cardinals are Polish colors.
I have no idea. We'd have to ask him. All right, so Tampa -3 at home against the Rams. Who do you like?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. I will agree. I like Tampa Bay. I'm going to go with Brady. I will always go with Brady until he's out, but I'll go with Brady in this situation. He's -3 against the Rams in Tampa. Credit to the Rams, by the way, after in that last game of the season, having a home game that looked like more San Francisco fans than Ramford. They did come up and they showed up in that playoff game against Arizona, but now they are on the road. I will take Tampa Bay -3 as well. 6:30 Sunday, Kansas City -2.5 at home against Buffalo. If you saw the last segment, you know that we are split on this. Sean likes Kansas City -2.5. I like Buffalo +2.5. I think Buffalo's on that roll. Again, since they started running the ball with Singletary, they've become a different team offensively. They look very good defensively in the wild card game. Sean, you do like Kansas City.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's not I like
tough game. This is going to be a great game.
Yeah. Look, the Sunday games are good. I mean, look, all four of these games are going to be really interesting. I think this is the game. This is the round. Obviously, I talk about this when you go to the How to Bet. Like, you know, last week, I think, once again, I think it was like the Pretenders. You know, the Pretenders are out.
Yeah.
This week, it gets hard. When you start to handicap these games, I mean, anybody can win. And the home team doesn't win these games. All four of these home teams don't usually go through. There's always some road team that wins or, you know, you just don't know which one's going to be. It's tough. It's like the NCAA tournament. You're trying to figure out what the upset's going to be. So,
I mean, just look at the lines. The largest line is 4.5 right now, so it might go up to 5.5 with Green Bay. But, yes, so they're all close games. You doing work? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to fix something on the thing.
On the howtobet.com?
Yeah, I, you know, I looked at the howtobet.com, and I just wanted to update something. Because,
during the show.
Definitely.
It's updated. It's updated. It's there. Yeah. Hey, let's take a look at the NFL championship odds here. Oh, Green Bay, yeah.
Do you want any prop bets for that game?
Sure, fire away.
I think I like the Chiefs over race to 30. I think that's going to be a high scoring game. Do you think that's good? Do you like? I know we get the over under. You think there's going to be some points scored in that game?
I do. I just don't know if it's going to be like that crazy.
I like both teams to go over the team total. I think Kansas City and Buffalo. The Kansas City team total is like 25.5, and the Buffalo team total is 23.5. You get them both at like -110. I think both of them go over.
Yeah, it probably will, but I think it'll be close. I don't think it's going to be go crazy kind of game, but yeah. So, all right, now let's take a look at the championship odds. Green Bay is the favorite at +350 as we do this podcast. Green Bay +350, Kansas City at +400. So they are the teams that are favored to go to the Super Bowl. Buffalo at +500. Here's where it gets weird for me. Tampa +550. The Rams +700. I have yet to mention the number one seed in the AFC, which I'll do now. Tennessee +850, San Francisco +1,100, and Cincinnati trailing the field at +1,300. But again, I talked about it before. Tennessee, the 6th favorite here, number one seed in the AFC, getting no respect.
I think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, before the season, Kansas City and Buffalo were the two teams getting the odds. I mean, Buffalo, Green Bay, and Tampa Bay were pretty close basically all season. Kansas City dropped way down to like 16-1 when they started 3-4. But I think most people think that the winner of Kansas City Buffalo is going to go to the Super Bowl. That's why the odds are that. And, you know, if the winner of that game, and if Tennessee wins, you know, you'll see next week those odds, Tennessee will be still +400.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what goes on.
The Kansas City Buffalo winner would be close to minus money for me, I think.
Yeah, that's it's interesting to me that Tennessee's getting that. Hey, and if you feel, to me, that is great value at +850. I would say, number one seed, getting Henry back, it's a value bet. Put a few bucks on it and see what happens at +850.
Here's the thing with futures bets. You know, a couple years ago in 2017, like I bet France to win the World Cup in 2017.
Yes, I remember that.
I had him in November of 2017, and you're waiting 6 months, 7 months to get your bet.
I remember that, yeah.
So, and France ended up winning, and I doubled down in the final. Here, you know, you're in the divisional round. You're not, you know, if you're putting money out here, you're not waiting till, you know, you're not waiting 6 months or 7 months. The Super Bowl's in you know, less than 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So you're not putting money out. So like it's definitely decent value. If you think Tennessee's going to win the Super Bowl or Kansas City's going to win the Super Bowl, put it in now, because next week the lines are going to go down. The only problem is if Kansas City loses or whatever, but that's the chance you take on futures bets.
Yeah, so future bets, as Sean said, a little closer now that you get that reward back sooner than if you bet a futures bet at the beginning of the season. Remember, you on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, like button, notification bell, go down, leave comments, go down even further, description box, hit those links to Sean the Genius Miller's previews, odds,
injury reports this week.
Big
you
time.
Gotta watch.
And of course, exclusive offers to various sports books around the country. We'll be back with our over-unders and our segment of Can You Make a Case? Can you make a case for these teams going to the Super Bowl? Back after this, How to Bet, howtobet.com.
Let's take it back to How to Bet, hosted by gambling masterminds Daryl Fine and Sean Miller.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to How to Bet, our HowToBet.com podcast. I'm Daryl Fine. He's Sean the Genius Miller. And it is now time for our over-under bets. And can you make a case? That's where we're going to ask you, can you make a case for these teams to get to the Super Bowl? You on YouTube, yes, you. Hit that subscribe button, the like button, notification bell. It's absolutely free. You'll never be asked for any money here. We're just giving you picks. We're giving you picks, and we're giving you winners. Actually, we're giving you winners all season long. It's been unbelievable. You're welcome. And we're going to do it again this week. So hit that subscribe button, like button, notification bell. Go down, leave comments. Ask for merchandise. Leave comments, good or bad. We're good. We got thick skin.
I go on the rant last week, and I still, man, on fire. It doesn't matter.
On fire.
And on the rant.
On the rant.
Thank you, buddy. Rant. You're welcome.
Fire rant. And then down a little further. The description box, that's where you're going to find the links to Sean the Genius Miller's previews, injury updates, odds that are changing, and exclusive offers to various sports books around the country. Now it's time for our over-unders. And Sean, we've been hot on the over-unders. I actually didn't hit them all last week, unfortunately. But let's go. You go first on our over-unders. We pick three. There's four games. We pick three over-unders as we've done every week this season. Go.
Yeah, I'll give you an extra one, too. Going overs.
He always goes over.
San Francisco, Green Bay, over 47.5. Think there's going to be some points.
Okay.
Buffalo, Kansas City, over 54.5. Think there's going to be some points.
54.5 is a large number.
Yeah, they've gone over every time, though.
Okay.
Every time they've played, they've gone over that number.
That improved Kansas City defense. You're not trusting it?
I just think Kansas City scores over 30 points.
Okay.
I think it's 35-20 maybe.
And
goes over by half.
Wow, you think you really? So you like Kansas City a bunch then?
What I said I think in the story is, you know, last year, if you remember last year's game, it was 38-24. But it was kind of a close game, and Kansas City scored, you know, in the fourth quarter to kind of make it a 14-point game. I just think it's going to be something like that. I think Kansas City's going to be winning the game, and I think they're just going to score late to maybe I say maybe like 34-24, same kind of thing. I think it's going to be like 31-24. Kansas City scores late.
All right. And your third game.
Cincinnati, Tennessee, over 47. I think the other game goes over, to be honest, too.
All right, so so you think the Tampa Bay goes over too?
How about that?
So we have different opinions.
Yeah,
we have different opinions here. I have San Francisco at Green Bay. I'm going to go under 47.5 in that one. I think both teams will run the ball. Yes, I do believe Green Bay will run the ball more than people think. So I think both teams will run the ball. San Francisco, Green Bay, under 47.5. The Rams at Tampa, I agree with you there. I'm going to go over 48 in that one. The Rams offense with Akers, they'll run it, but that'll lead to Stafford getting some more time to throw it. And I like Cincinnati at Tennessee. I differ here. I'm going to go under. I believe in that Tennessee defense. I'm going to go under 47.5 in that. So they are.
I would probably switch out, knowing it's going to be the Rams and the Bucks. I would probably tell you to switch the over for that game for the Cincinnati-Tennessee.
So you're more confident in that game.
More confident, but I still think that game goes over. But, you know, it's over. But, like, if I have to pick three out of the four, my confidence level would be Tampa Bay 1, Kansas City 2, Green Bay 3, Tennessee 4. Right. That would be my list.
All right. All right, now, can you make a case? Remember to hit that subscribe button, notification bell, like button on YouTube. Subscribe. Always free, so it will never be asked.
Getting the numbers up.
Yeah.
Somebody unsubscribed.
What the hell?
Come on, man.
They don't like making money.
Who unsubscribed, man? We were on fire last week. Yeah,
your rant must have pissed them off. That I'm going to blame it on your rant. Your damn rant.
All right. That's probably the guy that was saying, you guys should charge.
Yeah, he told us we should charge because we were so hot.
Come on, man.
We don't know that was him. All right, so anyway, it's always free here on How to Bet. Go to howtobet.com. Can you make a case? The NFC Championship, let's go there first. Can these teams make it to the Super Bowl? Obviously, we can make a case for Green Bay at plus 140. Sure, you can make a case for them. To me, the best team this year in the regular season. They have the bye. They have Aaron Rodgers. They have Devontae Adams. Their defense is getting healthy. Their offensive line got healthy. Yes, we can make a case for Green Bay plus the 140. Tampa Bay at plus 250. Can we make a case?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. We made the case. Tom Brady. The Los Angeles Rams at plus 350. Can you make?
I'm having trouble here.
At plus 350, I don't even think it's a good value at plus 350.
I don't know. And
they beat a mediocre Arizona team.
They beat Tampa Bay already. They're a couple, you know, they went to the Super Bowl like 3 years ago. I mean,
that was 3 years ago.
No, I know, but it's a lot of the same guys. They got Akers back. You know, I don't trust Stafford. But if they get through this game, I think you could make the case.
All right, Sean making the case. I can't make the.
I'm telling you, man. I do.
To me, it's not invaluable.
I don't think Green Bay is going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's fair.
That's just me.
All right. And finally, can you make a case at San Francisco plus 500? They're playing as well as any team right now in the NFC.
If I was going to take a team. When you look at the odds for the AFC and the NFC, if I was going to take a chance on a team, I would take a chance on San Francisco. Last year, following the path of the Bucs going on the road, I think you could make a case, more of a case for San Francisco than you can for some of these other teams.
All right, so at plus 500, you can make a case for San Francisco.
NFC West year.
I'll say this. I can make a better case for San Francisco than I could make for the Rams. I'm not a fan of the Rams here this year, but I don't think even Tampa, and you know I'm a Tampa guy, I don't think Tampa will I believe Green Bay will go to the Super Bowl. All right, AFC, can you make a case? Can you make a case for Kansas City plus 170? Of course we can make a case for them, although I don't believe that I don't believe they're going to the Super Bowl, but yes, yeah, so obviously.
They're two-time defending champions.
Can make a case.
You should have got. Listen, I'm going to be honest. You should have gotten them a long time ago when I told you the three and four and five and four and six and four and seven and four and eight and four. I kept telling you they're the favorites. They're 16-1 to win the Super Bowl. Some people jumped on them at 16-1. So,
And this is just we're making a case just to get to the Super Bowl. Buffalo plus 220. Buffalo plus 220. Yeah,
the winner of this game is going to be minus money after this game. So if you think, if you think Buffalo is going to beat Kansas City, you got to take Buffalo.
I
know you have Tennessee as well. So.
I do. I could certainly make a case for Buffalo. As a matter of fact, right now, although I do have Tennessee, I took them a while ago to get to the Super Bowl against Green Bay. I can certainly make a case for Buffalo, and I feel like, again, since they started running the ball with Singletary, I feel like they are the team possibly to beat in the AFC. Can we make a case for Tennessee plus 300, the number one seed in the AFC? And Derrick Henry coming back.
Yeah, they got home field. I mean, they might be the best team in the NFL.
They could.
You could make a case they're the best team in the NFL.
They could be.
If you're going to take a chance.
I think I could certainly make a case for them at plus 300. Again, a while ago, maybe 2 months ago, I have Green Bay beating Tennessee plus 2,000 in the Super Bowl. So I'm going to, for monetary reasons, I'm going to root for that one. But yes, we can make a case for Tennessee plus 300. And finally, can you possibly make a case for Cincinnati at plus 50? Here. Again, this is just to get to the Super Bowl.
Just to get to the Super Bowl, I'm gonna give you both here. Cincinnati has a win over Buffalo this year, 34-31. Mm-hmm. Tennessee has a win over Kansas City this year, 34-31. Mm-hmm. So if Cincinnati or Kansas City, if Cincinnati, whoever wins that game, Cincinnati, Tennessee, they already have a win over the other team. I mean, you can obviously it's a regular season, but I mean, you could just, I mean, the Kansas City Cincinnati game, that was a must win game for both teams, yeah. And Cincinnati won the game.
They did.
So, I mean, you could make the case that they could score. I just think they're too banged up right now.
I can't make a case for Cincinnati. I don't think they're ready yet. They're not there yet.
They're a year away.
Yeah, they're not there yet. So, I cannot make a case for Cincinnati. Remember to hit that subscribe button, like button, notification bell on YouTube. Go down, leave comments, ask for merchandise. We'll get it out to you. And then, of course, go down a little further, description box, hit those links to Sean the Genius Miller's previews, updated injury reports, odds, and exclusive offers to various sports books around the country. Want to thank our producer, Trey Wright, and the rest of the staff. Again, we always thank you. He's Sean the Genius Miller. I'm Darryl Fine. See you next week. HowToBet.com.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to How to Bet, hosted by Darryl Fine and Sean Miller. For more information about betting guides, online gambling, betting odds, including NFL betting lines and odds, go to HowToBet.com. Watch all How to Bet podcasts on YouTube. And to access all How to Bet podcasts, go to 1077thebronc.com/HowToBet.